Hi there. Welcome to the Animals Naturally podcast with me, Suzanne. I'm founder of Taranet, a leading international natural animal healthcare resource at taranet.co.uk, where you can find lots of information on how to care for your animal holistically, as well as get training advice and business advice for pet care entrepreneurs. The aim of this podcast is to help you get ideas and tips on how to care for your animal more naturally. Whether you have an animal large or small, there's a whole world of complementary therapies that you can use to help your animal have a more naturally healthy lifestyle. In this episode of the podcast, I'm going to talk to you about copper, specifically copper jewellery, copper things that your animal can wear. So first of all, what is copper? Well, copper is a metal. It's also an important trace mineral to consume for both human and animal health. But copper has also been used in jewellery type products for thousands of years. Copper is known to have even been used in ancient Egypt, as is recorded in a medical book from 1550 BC, the Ebers Papyrus. Horses, dogs and other animals may wear copper neck chains or pastern wraps in the case of a horse or other livestock. This is often used to help provide symptomatic relief from a range of health conditions. It is believed to work by traces of the mineral being absorbed through the skin into the body. So does this work? Well, there isn't actually any veterinary evidence to confirm that copper therapy does work. And it's fair to say for many complementary therapies, there isn't actually an awful lot of veterinary research, which is often due to a variety of reasons and due to funding for research, which can cost hundreds of thousands of pounds to take place. There was some research that took place on whether copper bracelets, copper jewellery actually work with humans that took place in 2013 in England. And that actually found that copper bracelets didn't actually make much difference to pain and stiffness. So the research concluded that the most likely reason that people felt better from wearing copper bracelets and copper jewellery was due to the placebo effect, so thinking that they're wearing it, so it must be making them better. Which I think is an interesting point to consider, that obviously animals don't have such a thing as a placebo effect. If you use something on them, it will either work or it won't work. They won't think, oh, I'm wearing this, therefore I'm going to feel better. So many people do find their animals have some benefit from wearing copper wraps, copper chains on them. So it's certainly something you should be considering to use if your animal might have some kind of mobility issues and just a bit stiff and needs some help with easing of movement. Of course, if your animal is on any medication or is ill in any way or has any signs of ill health, you should always get a professional veterinary diagnosis, because it's better to get something treated sooner rather than later. And that's before you actually try any copper therapy or anything else. And also, if your animal is on any kind of medication or has any ill health, then do speak to your veterinary surgeon to see if they think copper will be a good idea, because it's possible that it actually won't be, considering what kind of ailment your animal might have. So in short, do find copper therapy something to consider if your animal has any mobility issues. But yeah, so if you want more information on complementary therapies for your animal and other holistic approaches, then do visit my website at taranet.co.uk, where you can find lots of free information online anytime. I hope that's been useful as an overview of what copper is, copper therapy for your animal. And until next time, goodbye.